And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
Is text messaging corrupting the English language or just making it more interesting? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Mobile phone text messaging, which turns 15 this year, has spawned a lexicon of its own. Texting, along with instant messaging and emailing, has given us shorthand terms like GR8 for great, LOL for laughing out loud, and OMG for oh my god. And these tools have given us a certain brevity to our communications. CTIA, the Wireless Association, says consumers sent 158.6 billion text messages in the U.S. last year. That's got to have an effect on the language at large, but is it necessarily a bad thing? We thought we'd check in with an educator to see how the most proficient of texters, young people, are incorporating text speak into their writing. Kathleen Blake Yancey is a Florida State University English professor and incoming president of the National Council of Teachers of English. She says skilled writers generally know how and when to use the less formal style of instant electronic communication.
If we were inviting students to write narratives, and if they chose to write a narrative about two kids who were instant messaging, then their ability to create that instant message as part of the narrative would be a piece that would make the narrative come alive and be a stronger piece of writing. On the other hand, if they're writing a resume, they are probably not going to want to bring in the format from text messaging or instant messaging because it's the wrong move at that particular moment in time.
How often do teachers of English encounter inappropriate use of this style of language?
No one has done a large study that would allow you to answer that question. So the evidence we have thus far is anecdotal, and there's no question but that teachers have reported seeing expressions that are text message expressions sitting in the middle of an academic piece of writing. And this is, of course, inappropriate, and English teachers are not shy about letting students know that it's inappropriate. So there definitely is some of that going on.
The language grumps among us would say that partially because of these new ways of communicating, it appears that young people don't care about spelling, punctuation, proper use of capital letters, and that the communication has become so brief because the medium sort of demands it, that something clearly is being lost and the language is being abused. Are you sympathetic with that camp of thought, or are you more likely to say, wow, the English language isn't it great? It's constantly changing.
I'm in the second camp. If there were signs, where there were signs that we had something to worry about, I would want to know about this. Let's assume that a longer text is a better text. A research report or a concept paper or a lab report probably benefits from a certain amount of development. If you saw that those kinds of texts became, you know, in a fairly quick period of time, shorter than they had been historically, it would be something to look into. But thus far as I'm aware, there is no evidence to date that that is the case.
Kathleen Blake Yancey is incoming president of the National Council of Teachers of English. This is John Gordon for Future Tense saying TTFN, LOL.